There has been an increase in attacks against Palestinians at the hands of the Israeli army, which now use live bullets against protesters. According to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Israeli attacks have left at least 25 Palestinians dead only this year. It's nearly four times the number of deaths than last year. During West Bank demonstrations on Friday, five Palestinians were shot with live bullets, two with rubber-coated steel bullets. Two journalists were also injured. Momani Abbas was filming a non-violent rally against a nearby settlement in the village of Beit Lane. He explained that he was injured while he was filming a girl who was shot at close range.
I was covering the clashes in Nabi Saleh village north Ramallah yesterday. When we were filming the clashes, Israeli soldier trying to shoot a Palestinian girl, and when he shot her 1 meter away from her, just 1 meter, I got a bullet in my legs.
The Israeli army surrounded the village and began shooting at children. They then sprayed skunk water into a house where an old woman who can't move is living. That's when I got angry and shouted at the soldiers. Suddenly, one soldier shot me with two rubber-coated bullets at close range. Two hit my knee and two my calf. Even after that, they continued to shoot at the house and the kids.
Manel says Israeli violence in the village of Anavis Saleh has so far left two Palestinians martyred. The Israeli authorities have expropriated 50% of the Palestinian land in Anavis Saleh and given it to Helmish settlement. Human rights groups say Israeli army attacks against Palestinians are dramatically on the rise. They say the Israeli army are now resorting to using live ammunition against Palestinians who attempt to defend their land. Nell Bevan for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.